So you found this.
Yeah, Joe. Yesterday when we were doing our what day of the week it is, which we didn't do for today. Yes, we did. We stumbled across Dingus Day, and it stole our imagination because it's rather unusual.
Absolutely.
Then upon further research, we found out it's a great day in Buffalo. So we wanted to get more into it, so we're going to the source. Eddie Dobashevitz is the president of Dingus Day LLC, and he's the co-founder, and he joins us now from Buffalo. Eddie, good morning. How are you?
I'm exhausted. Good morning, boys.
You must be. It's a full day of activities there.
Yeah.
When did you find out about this holiday? How did you find out about it?
Well, let me give you the really condensed version here. Dingus Day is really an ancient observance that dates back really to pagan rituals associated with springtime and the new growing season, warmer weather, all that nonsense. But it's not observed in Poland. It was primarily observed in Poland, but these days it's considered old-fashioned and kind of a hip thing to do.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But here in Buffalo, in the early 60s, there was a club that started a Dingus Day party, a fundraising effort with that Dingus theme, and it caught on, and it got really, really big, because this area of Buffalo, this one particular neighborhood, was a huge Polish colony, second largest in the world for a long time, actually, outside of Warsaw. And as the years went on, it kind of dissipated. The neighborhood started to deteriorate. Everybody moved to the suburbs.
Right, right.
And it became old-fashioned and things that your grandparents did. So 13 years ago, we wanted to preserve this neighborhood because it was deteriorating rapidly. So we started this parade. The first year, I swear to God, guys, we probably had maybe 500 people show up. Yesterday, I bet you we were close to 100,000 people.
Wow, that's tremendous! And it starts at 5 o'clock. As my boss emailed you, I'm half Polish, and I was a little miffed. I didn't know about this.
Which half is Polish? Which half?
The better half.
Half and the bottom half.
The better half. I'm just saying that to you right now. I'll say something else later. Live polka music at the Pussy Willow Park tent. Now, Pussy Willows were a big part of the original celebration, right? Water and Pussy Willows and crockery and all sorts of good stuff.
I mean, that's why this thing really kind of became what it was. And so part of the lore here in Buffalo, because there's these quirky rituals associated with it. It's a springtime mating ritual kind of thing, like Sadie Hawkins Day. Guys throw water on girls, and girls chase guys around with pussy willow branches. And it's I know it's real weird. As a matter of fact, about 5 or 6 years ago, Anderson Cooper tried to talk about it on a show and lost it and laughed for about 90 seconds. If people Google it, you'll see Anderson Cooper laughing for 90 seconds uncontrollably. It was insane.
And you got a website going and got a lot of coverage for that, right?
Yeah, DingusDay.com has all the info with all the history and background on the thing.
Oh, I mean the Anderson Cooper thing. You got him pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
PartyPooperCooper.com.
the morning after, because that happened the day after Dingus Day. And I was exhausted. You have no idea how much work this takes and how tired I was afterwards. And I passed out. My phone started ringing at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Everybody from the friends from Los Angeles, California, everywhere, all over the country, told me, "You're on TV, Anderson Cooper dissed you." And so people went nuts. There was this, he's making fun of Paul Marks. Everybody was crazy. So we organized this last minute press rally kind of a thing. And while we were there, all the media outlets from Western New York and Southern Ontario are there, and at a moment's notice, while the press conference is going on, Anderson Cooper calls me up. He says, I'm sorry. They must have been inundated. He said, "Will you come in the show tonight? I'll apologize personally." And it just went on and on. That story went on. And to this day, people are talking about it.
It spread, I guess. The fact is, Joe and I were doing some research on this, Joe in particular, and it turns out, because he's obsessed, Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, South Bend.
Yeah.
But you guys have the best. You guys have the original and have the best.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we actually started the promotion in Cleveland and in Pittsburgh as well. And after 3 or 4 years of success here, we spread out into those cities. But we really concentrate on Buffalo these days. Cleveland and Pittsburgh kind of have their own little thing. They have a sizable showing. They have 2,000 people that show up. But I'm telling you, yesterday, was just looking at some pictures. It looks like there are two football stadiums filled with people.
Cool.
Because really, the thing is spread out throughout the area. There's about 30 different venues that participate in this thing.
That's
They're
great.
All connected with shuttle buses. But the parade and that area around the parade and Pussy Willow Park is really off the charts. Last night we had Jimmy Sturr. I don't know how familiar.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Sturr. Yeah, he's from around here, I believe.
Grammys, 18 Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
The guy is. He. I'm telling you, the crowd went nuts.
All right. Here's my important. Here's my important question.
Oh, here
though.
We go.
Yeah, who won best kielbasa? Because I love kielbasa. Who won best kielbasa? And can you ship some to us?
I might be able to. I think Redlinski. Redlinski is a company that's been around, I think, since the 40s. 47, I think, is when they started. And I think that they were not 100%. I know they won last year or the year before.
Right.
I didn't get the results, quite honestly, for this year. So I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
A couple of different categories. But if you want some kielbasa, boys, you know, I could take half of what I normally send to Anderson Cooper and send it to you.
Okay. Hey, is Ted still around the hot dog joint?
Oh yeah! Man,
that's really a good joint. I love it.
You've been a Buffalo. I've been to Hartford. My best friend in the world lived in. I was born in Hartford. Don Burns and his brother actually still lives there. Dr. Ellison Burns. He's probably not listening because I don't think he could make bail. He kept calling me.
Well, and you got a Hartford radio legend working at our sister station WBEN, Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach. He, as a matter of fact, he was the announcer. We do a television special on the ABC. Affiliate called Dingus Day Diary, and we air it live from Pussy Willow Park. It was on last night. It'll be repeated again, I think, this weekend. And Sandy Beach is a very good friend of ours. His girlfriend actually is our parade coordinator.
Well,
who we met in Harvard, I think, if it's the same girlfriend. So,
Eddie,
thanks for jumping on. You know what? We're coming up next year.
Yeah,
we're going to do a remote from Buffalo on Dingus Day next year.
You will not. It's the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
Eddie Dobosevitz, the president and co-founder.
Zero.
Hey, thanks for jumping on. We really appreciate it.
Started out as just kind of a fun little thing,
it's
and now
great.
All of a sudden
it's
huge.
Fun. It's like the Ducks.
No,
it's better than the Ducks.
Go away.
Seriously, we have to work on this for next year.
We got to have one here.
No, we're going to go remote. We don't want to go. We want to go to the original. We want to go to Buffalo.
You want to go to the?
We're going to go to Buffalo. We'll get Sandy Beach on. We'll get Eddie on.
We're going to go to the Holy
City.
We'll
chase some women around with pussy willows and stuff. It'll be fabulous.
Squirting them with water.
Yeah.
Getting crockery thrown at
them. Throw crockery at us.
It's going to be great.
Matt, you in? You're coming, right?
Yeah, of course he is.
We'll be off the diet by then, so we can eat all the kielbasa we want.
Yeah, you can go, buddy.
Man, I can't wait.
Let's go to Ted's Red Hot. Ted's are good.
Ted's are good. All right.
Yeah, they got a grill right in front of the window. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I hate to say it. Their sides are incredible. I mean, their fries and onion rings. Oh.
No, we're going for 2 days.
Okay, it's a 2-day thing.
Don't forget about your traffic reporter.
You're coming because you gotta get
driving.
Us there.
You're driving.
You gotta get us there.
Get
of course,
there.
You gotta get us there.
I mean, Anchor Bar, Beef on a Wick, Friday Night Fish Fries.
The you know
Dingus
the area.
Parade. It doesn't get any better than that.
All right.